This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Melinda Sprague from Cow Creek Health and Wellness back in as we work our way through the last couple of years. Change now with vaccines for COVID-19 now available for younger kids. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we are really excited to kind of see this point happen in the pandemic where we are able to vaccinate kids 6 months and older. So this past Friday, we had our first outreach mobile vaccine event down there at 2360 Stevens Street, and we had some pediatric folks come in and get vaccinated, and it was really amazing. You could just see the relief in the parents' eyes. Those folks that really have been waiting on that vaccine for those kids, we had quite a few babies come in, and so that was really exciting, and those parents were feeling a lot of relief. So we have the pediatric Moderna, and we also have the pediatric Pfizer.
And just for people that aren't maybe as adept at some of the medical things, what's the difference in the dosage level or how that is working for the younger kids?
Yeah, so with the Moderna, the doses are just the same dose that would be essentially a booster dose for an adult, and it's a two vaccine series. And with the Pfizer, it's the same dosage, but it's a different vaccine than the adults receive. It's a different, we call it different cap colors. So there's different vaccines per, the pediatric vaccines are different than the adult vaccines, regardless of the dosage. And then the Pfizer is a three vaccine series.
So going through this, we started out vaccinations kind of at the front end of everything with older folks for the most part, and then sort of different critical professions, and we've worked our way through this point, but it's taken a long time to get there.
It has taken a long time to get there, and I know that there's been a lot of changing information, and it's kind of, we wait to see what the CDC, the FDA, the ACIP recommend. Right now, we're kind of in a holding pattern to see if they'll recommend that folks, that those adults, everybody gets another booster this fall or not. There's some vaccine in the works with Pfizer, specifically for Omicron. So there's a lot of exciting things happening in science and new ways to protect ourselves.
So you've been in public health for a while. Do you find all of this kind of fascinating?
I do, yeah. I think just this virus in itself, tracking the epidemiology and how it manifests in people is interesting. How each variant manifests is interesting. And, it's a virus that's always mutating. So we're always just kind of watching it and doing our best to stay behind it as closely as we can.
And for Cow Creek Health and Wellness, you've really put a lot of emphasis on making this available clear through the pandemic.
Yeah, so we've really been creating that availability on a regular basis. We haven't shut down to date for more than a couple days at a time, just because we want people to have that outreach availability. Not everybody has access to a primary care physician or has the time or means to go in and have an appointment to get that vaccine and be charged for that clinic visit. So we just want to make sure Cow Creek is a really big proponent of providing service to the community, and we just want to make sure that access is available to all people.
Now, aside from all of this, talk about some of the other services Cow Creek Health and Wellness provides.
Yeah, so we're a pretty big medical system, actually. So we have our clinics. We have our North Clinic up in Roseburg at 2589 Northwest Edenbauer, across from Evergreen. And then we have our South Clinic down in Canyonville on Waterhoo Lane behind the casino. We have pediatric providers. We have many nurse practitioners and providers. So we're really a full-scale family practice facility. And then on the public health end, we provide a lot of education, outreach, infection control, COVID-19. We work with maternal and infant child health. We have some other services available for tribal members. So we're kind of full-scale.
And for the current vaccination opportunity, what hours are you open? What days?
So right now we're actually working on moving our site because we have a little bit of construction happening. So we are actually going to get ready to reopen. So more to come on that. But Cow Creek Public Health, we keep our website up to date real time. So that information will be coming out this week.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:36 at the Morning Report.